This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sisters, we know people who die in the month of Ramadan is one of the signs of Husnil Khatima. For people like us who are still alive, every time when we know somebody passed away is another reminder. And that's why if anybody have the opportunity to pass through any grief, Muslim grief, yeah, of course, then you can offer salam, prayer for the people who have passed away. By saying assalamu alaikum ya ahla diyar min al mu'minin wal muslimin wa inna insha Allah bikum lahikun. A prayer that the Prophet taught us. Anytime you pass through the Muslim graveyard, then only you can offer salam. If you pass through a non-Muslim graveyard, you can't do that. You cannot pray for any people who die as a disbeliever. Prayer is only for the believers. And then at the end of the prayer, we say, Inshallah, bikum lahiqun. With the will of Allah, the time will come, we will follow suit. We are coming too. Like how you are there now, we are going to go to the grave yet, sooner or later. Now, brothers and sisters, ayah that was recited, there are so many things to learn tonight. In Isha time, the Imam recite, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ until the end. Allah is asking us, do you think we created all of you for fun, for play? Allah is asking us, do you think that we created all of you without a purpose? And sooner or later you are going to die and you have to come back to me. Whether you are ready or not, you have to come back to Allah. And the other ayah, Allah make it very clear, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ jinn wal ins إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Never we created the jinn or the human except for them to know who is the creator and worship him. Alhamdulillah. We all have received the hidayah from Allah and we are worshipping him. Alhamdulillah. Not only on fardu, we are worshipping Allah in our qiyam in the night of Ramadan. It's not fardu. But we are happy, we are pleased to worship Allah. Do we feel it's a burden for you to come every night, brothers? No, we feel good. It's not easy. Only with the blessing of Ramadan, and because we are connected, whether you like it or not, even other month we are very far, but Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we are connected again. And when we pray Jama'ah, we feel more connected because we stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet. All this is helping us, not now. It will help us until the future when we meet Allah. It's very important. We hope every night when we are here, we pick up something and we try to upgrade ourselves. Remember that we are Muslim everywhere. Allah wants us to have taqwa, and the Prophet said, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Be connected to Allah. Have taqwa wherever you are, brother and sister. Make sure that you represent yourself properly as a Muslim, a mu'min, and muttaqin. We fellow Muslim, show them good example. Remind them about Allah. We fellow not yet Muslim, set good example. Talk to them about Allah. Talk to them about Islam anytime you can. That's how a muttaqin behave. He always grab the opportunity to talk about Islam, about Allah to anybody. It's not an issue, it's not a burden. Now you can talk to your friend, whether Muslim or not yet Muslim, about dunya, no problem. The same thing, you must grab the opportunity to talk to them about Allah. Brothers and sisters, then come to the Qiyam tonight. The Imam recite a lot of ayah that show us the miracle that happened. First, the family of Imran have a very good intention. They ask Allah to grant them a son so that they can offer the son purely to serve Allah. His responsibility to serve Allah. No other job. Not to be a doctor, an engineer. No. To serve Allah. But Allah have his own plan. He give them a baby girl, not a boy. You can have your plan, but Allah have his own plan. And he ordained to happen that they will have a baby girl. And even the name of the girl is been named by Allah, Maryam. Allahu Akbar. So what can they do now? A girl cannot stay in the mosque or a place of worship to serve because you are a girl. But Allah have a better plan. From Maryam, now and then a miracle happened. What happened? The angel came to her and said, Allah is going to give you a baby boy. Huh? And then a miracle again happened. Maryam said, how can I have any baby? No human touches me. I'm not married. I'm single. But Allah, the Almighty, if He said, kun, Fayakun. Lam yam sasnil bashar. No human touches me. And this is where the ayat of touch. What do you mean by touching? Hand and hand, we touch your hand. Like you go past the toll, you pay some money, and you touch a lady who give you the ticket. Or you give some money, he pay it, you touch them, you're going to have a baby touching one another. Then there are so many baby that we don't know who is the father. Touching him means having intimacy. But now he said, how can I have a baby? Now Allah is talking about how he created Adam. Without a male and a female, at least Maryam is a female, and even her son is been named by Allah, Isa ibn Maryam. And later on, another miracle happened. The family needs a caretaker, somebody to take care of Maryam. Suddenly, when Maryam was in the chamber, he was supposed to bring food. Maryam had food already. Maybe they had some grape or lalamu. No. It caught Zakaria, no, by surprise. Who come and send food to you? I am the one who's supposed to send food. You see, this is from Allah. And then a miracle happened. If Allah wish, anything can happen. Wow. Zakaria have an idea now. Oh, I don't have baby. Another miracle happened to Zakaria. Now he pray and ask Allah to bless him with a good zuriyat, tayyib, good generation, good baby. Not just any children. If you want to have children, Allah give you children, then you have headache. Children can be a great test to all of us. Then he asked, "Oh Allah, grant me children that is good, righteous children, so you will be very happy." Allahu Akbar. And now Allah respond to his prayer. But then he remember, "I'm old already. How can I have baby? And my wife also is very old. Both are the oldest. I think when we get old, we also accept the reality. Too late. But if Allah wants to give it to you, he just said, kun fayakun. And then a miracle happened. But now he wants some sign. What is the sign? And Allah command Zakaria to do what? To do what? The sign, you are not supposed to speak with anybody for 3 days. No food, no drink is easier. No talking, wow. If you don't talk to one another, very difficult to control your speech. We are born talkative. You don't talk one day, ya Allah, what is happening? You cannot talk. If anybody talk to you, you just respond with a body language. Sign. Many things happen if Allah want it to happen. Yeah. You know what happened to now? That is what is in the surah. What happened to Abraham alayhi salam? He have the first wife. What is the first wife's name? Yeah? Sarah. Sarah is getting old. And Ibrahim, when he reached the age of 86, Allah grant him a baby. Not from Sarah. Sarah know Ibrahim left children and she cannot give Abraham any child. She recommend who? Hajar. Alhamdulillah, cut the story short. After marrying with Hajar, how do Hajar came into the picture? How do Hajar came to the picture? Is a gift. Because of the prayer of Sarah. They arrested Sarah. They grabbed by force. Because this king that time cannot look at beautiful lady. Any woman that is beautiful passed through him. Khalas. Consider his. So when they saw Sarah with Abraham, The officer came and said, "Who is this lady?" "Oh, this is my sister." Abraham do feel a bit guilty. But what can he do? He's helpless. You know, this is not anybody. This is the representative of the king. So I do not want anything bad to happen. So I just said, "You are my sister." "How can you say, I'm your wife?" If I say, "You're my wife," I have to fight for it. When I say, "Sister," I hope that they will not fight with me, force me anything. Then I say, "Okay, your sister, okay." They give him some token. They say, "Can you pass your sister for us to bring back to the palace?" They wash her, clean her up, prepare her for the king. The king came, Allah protect Sarah. Each time the king tried to get close to her, when he wanted to touch her, the hand paralyzed. Allah protect her. So when this happened, the king said, "What happened? Is she a witch? He's playing with the wrong lady. She has been touching, so many women, no problem." Then he asked for forgiveness. "I will not touch you again, please. Pray for me. Pray for my hand now." Sarah prayed. Now he's okay now. Now he thought, maybe this is just coincidence. Now he's coming with two hands. First one hand, now two hands. The minute the two hands coming close, top, two hands got paralyzed. After that, I say, "Enough. If you pray for my hand to be back to normal, I will free you and I will give you a present." Hajar was given. There's the story. But how old when Prophet Abraham have Ishmael from Hajar? He was 86 years old. So those who are not 86, inshallah, if Allah will. And when he got his heart again, with the blessing of Allah, Sarah said, "You better take her as your second one, I rather. Maybe she can give you some children." Alhamdulillah, God, when he was 86, when he was 99, after 13 years, then Sarah delivered Ishaq. How old? From 86 to 99, after 13 years. So many miracles happened, alhamdulillah. I supposed to share with you some other thing, but I was, I'm so happy to listen and the surah was recited. It made me remember the miracle of Allah, Rabbul Alamin. Nothing is impossible. If Allah said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, last night I said I want to share with you about people who are not fasting. It was narrated by Ibn Khuzaimah, Ibn Hibban, from Abu Umama al-Bahili, who said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, while I was sleeping," there was a time when the Prophet was sleeping, "two men came to me, took me by the arm and brought me to a great mountain, and command me, climb the mountain now. I said, I cannot. They said, we will make it easy for you." Of course, the two visitors are angels. So I came up until I was at the top of the mountain. Then I heard loud voices. I said, what are these voices? He was asking the two angels. They said, this is the howling of the people of hell. These are the howling, the pain, yeah, the suffering of the people in hellfire. Then I was taken until I saw people hanging by their hamstring, with the side of their mouth torn and blood pouring from their mouth. It's a punishment, azab. I said to the two angels, who is this guy? We know no one have entered hell yet. And no one entered paradise yet until the day of judgment. Whoever died, they are in the kubur. After that, Allah transferred the alam barzakh, the waiting world. Everybody is there. Those who are good, righteous, Allah will put them like a 5-star hotel. Relax, good sleep, and Allah command the gate of paradise to be open. They can see. They'll just have a good dream. When is Qiyamah? I'm going, because they know they are going to Jannah. The sign is there already. For people who are bad, the disbeliever, they die too. They will be in Alam Barzakh too. And what will happen to them? Allah will put them in a very dark room, no aircon, no window. Example, sweat. They are just no hope. And the hellfire, the gate is open facing them. They were hoping and praying, Kiamat, don't happen. They do not want to go to hell. But it's going to happen. Yeah. So this hadith is something that Allah wants the Prophet to know. And later on, what happened? Why? And who is this person? Why was he punished? Look at what the Prophet was informed. These are people who broke their fast before it was time. People who are fasting, but there is a time for you to break your fast. You are not supposed to break your fast before the time comes in. If you do not know, not purposely, no sin upon you. It's like the first day of fasting, you are so used to breakfast. So first day, you think, oh, like other days. And after eating, astaghfirullah, fasting. Alhamdulillah. Swallow, don't throw it. Don't spit out. Eat. What is in your mouth? Bismillah. That's your risk. But don't keep on forgetting. Then Allah knows you are not forgetting. You purposely do not want to fast. If people who don't fast, then if they say fasting is not wajib, he's out of Islam. People who refuse to fast must have a reason. Either he's a traveler, he's not well, old age, then they have a reason. Without reason, please remember, even you want to pay back, you can't pay back anymore. Sin committed. Yeah? Lastly, brothers and sisters, the Prophet reminds us, Bada al-Islam ghariban. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأ Fatuba lil ghuraba. Fatuba lil ghuraba. Who are the ghuraba? Allazina yuslihuna iza fasada an-nas. Tuba lil ghuraba. Unas salihun fi unasi su'in kathir. Man ya'sihim aksara mimman yuti'uhum. The Prophet is explaining to all of us, Islam started out in a state of strangeness. Gharib, strange. Meaning, Islam start very little. Few start to respond and become believer. And it will return back to being a strange thing. It's like a stranger. Meaning the end of time, the real Muslim is minority. Tuba. The Prophet said, be among the stranger. You are not here to please people, to please Allah. Even you are little in number, hold on to the teaching of Islam. Hold on to the Quran and Sunnah. And the Prophet continued by saying, what is a tuba? Tuba will be the strangers, righteous people who are with them is minority. There will be a lot of evil people. Those who obey them will be very little. Those who disobey them are more. So don't go for majority. Don't worry about majority. Be among the stranger. Follow the Quran and Sunnah. There's a lot of challenges today. People treat us like a stranger. A lot of the Sunnah of the Prophet, if you act upon it, the Muslim feel that this is not a Sunnah. It becomes weird. It becomes something new. The thing that is not Sunnah become very popular. One of the Sunnah after witr to recite the prayers, Subuhun Quddusun. What do we say? Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. The third time, raise up your voice louder. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. Rabbil Malaikati. Recommended. Then recite the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min saqatik wa bi mu'afati min ukubatik wa a'udhu bika minka la uhsi sana'an 'alayk anta kama asnaita 'ala nafsik. This is the one that is sunnah, but a lot of people don't memorize. But they recite so many other zikr that the Prophet also don't know. Very strange. But don't worry. As long as what we are doing there is dalil, evident from the sunnah, move on. May Allah bless us, brother and sister. May Allah bless all of you. Have your patience with us. And be consistent until we meet Allah Rabbul Alameen. So we'll see you again tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.